I want to say good evening to everybody. This is Brother Lewis McRae, minister of the Taylorville Church of Christ in Taylorville, Mississippi. And I want to thank God for this opportunity. I want to thank Highland Heights. I miss y'all and hopefully I'll be to see you soon if it be God's will. But as we come this morning, this evening, and to worship God, it all day belongs to the Lord. And I want we have anyone that's listening that's not a member of the Lord's Church, of the Church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. We want you to know that you are on a guest, and we hope that we can say something today that will make you ask that question, what must I do to be saved? I want to thank God for this grand opportunity to come, and I hope everybody is on the sound of my voice, including myself, that we will clear our minds and just understand that we are in the presence of an almighty God. And we ought to have reverence and respect and honor as we approach the living God who is able to save us. And as we come, let us be focusing on the passage that was read, Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, and we'll get our subject and we will take off. And this lesson was put in mind in all of those who are not members of the Lord's church, and we are trying to explain and expound some things that you need to understand about your soul salvation. So as the Bible reads in Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcisions made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the operation of God, who raised him from the dead." I want to talk for just a few minutes. If you do not go down, you cannot go up. As we live in this society, everybody wants to go to heaven, but everybody don't want to do what the Bible says to go. So I'm going to try to break some things down to you today, that if you never go down in the water, you'll never go to heaven, because the Bible is the circle of truth, and Jesus is the Son of God. And all authority and power has been given to God's Son, who died on the old rugged cross. So as we come today with the subject in mind, if you do not go down, you cannot go up. It's an emergency all around this land and country, and we need to be summoned all sinners to the emergency room, because they need to prepare themselves for the operating room. All sinners need to come to the ER, to the emergency room, so they can prepare for the operating room. As we come today, I want you to understand that if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, if you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, you need to have a spiritual operation performed without him. You need to come to the emergency room, and you need to come quickly, because your soul is in jeopardy. You know, the Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That includes all of us. All of us need to come to the emergency room so we can have our operation done on our soul that was prepared without him. And as we look at our world today, everybody wants to go to heaven, but they don't want to go down, but they want to go up. And I want to explain and expound just a little bit today and try to guide you in an area, because if you're listening and if you're a sinner, the Bible says that God does not hear sinners, but his prayers and his ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. So I want you to know you need to change your condition and your position, because if you never go down, you can never go up. And most people wants to go to heaven, but they don't want to go down in the water. And in the Bible, it teaches us about the water in the circle of truth. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23 that the wages of sin is death. See, we all have a sin problem, and we need to do something with that problem. And as you look at the Bible, the circle of truth, Jesus is the Son of God. And as you open up your Bible, for just a few minutes, I want to take you on a journey. Listen to the Bible in John and John, 1 John, chapter 5, 1 John. Just turn your Bible a little bit. I'm trying to work on this thing because I thank God that once I was lost, but now I can see. Because somebody took the word of God and explained and expounded just a little more clearly where I could get a better understanding. Watch what your Bible said in 1 John, the chapter. The chapter is 5. We're going to start at verses number 5. But I'm going to back up just a little bit so you can get a little bit of what we're talking about. Listen to the word of God in 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse number 5. Watch what the Bible says. Who is he who overcome the word? But he who believes that Jesus is what? The Son of God. See, according to the Bible, according to the circle of truth, Jesus is the Son of God. And you must believe and entrust your soul to Jesus. You must understand that if you never go down, you will never go up. And everybody wants to go to heaven. But you must go down in a watery grave of baptism by faith, according to the circle of truth. The Bible. Watch what the Bible says. Verses number 6. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Look at verses number 7 quickly. Verses number 7. The Bible said, for there are three that bear witness in heaven. So we have three witnesses in heaven. Watch what the Bible says. Who are they? The Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit. And these three agree as one. I want to ask you a question. Do you agree with the three that agree? Let me ask you that question. Do you agree with the three that agree? See, they are one and they agree. But do you agree with the three that agree? I want you to know that the Bible is right, according to the circle of truth, that Jesus is the Son of God. We all need to have a better, clearly understanding, because everybody wants to go to heaven. Everybody wants their name in the book of life. Everybody wants to do the things that sound good, but nobody wants to do what the Bible says. See, it sounds good just to walk into heaven. But according to the circle of truth, you got to do some things according to Jesus, who died and was buried and rose again and has all power in heaven and in earth. He's the captain of our salvation. And what we need to do is listen to Jesus, because he knows the way. Because the Bible teaches us that Jesus, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You will never go. You never go down. You'll never go up. And everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go down in a watery grave of baptism. Watch what the Bible says, trying to help somebody today, because life is good, but a lot of people don't understand. I know where Jesus at. Jesus is in heaven, because the Bible tells me. Watch what the Bible says. Let's go to Colossians. Let me give you some witnesses that shows where Jesus is at. He's in heaven. And if we want to go to heaven, we're going to have to go down, and we're going to have to do what he told us to do according to the circle of truth. We're going to have to meet the blood of Jesus by faith. You can't see it in the water. You just got to believe that in this water, that there will be an operation performed on your soul, and you just got to believe what the book says. But you don't want to believe the word of God. You want to believe a man who talks good and sounds good. I know many people, they don't believe the Bible. Watch what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3. In verses number 1. I'm trying to help somebody see where Jesus is at, because if you never go down, you never go up. I took a survey on my job, and I'm a customer host at Walmart, and 60 people came in and I asked them all the same question. I said, excuse me, how are you doing today? Welcome to Walmart. And the next question was, do you want to go to heaven? And all 60 of them said they wanted to go to heaven. Everybody said they want to go to heaven. But the problem was when it came to going down in the water. Nobody wants to do what it takes to go to heaven, but everybody wants to go to heaven. And I want all of us who are Christians to understand that we can't say that we love God and don't love our brother. Each and every one of us, we are family. We are not just churchgoers. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are family. So if God, if you say you love God, you got to love me, and you got to love God's children. We have to put, see, let me tell you something. This is what a lot of people don't understand. We got three enemies in our lives that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Number one, you got sin. Number two, you got Satan. Number three, you got self. Yeah. A lot of us want to blame a lot of things on Satan and sin, but a lot of times it's just us. It's just self. Self is our own worst enemy. Self. We got to move self out of the way, and we got to do what the Bible says do, because if you love God, brothers and sisters, you will love your brother, and you will love your sister. And that's according to the Bible, the circle of truth, that Jesus is the Son of God. So we can't say we love God who we never sought and don't love his creation. Don't love those who we saved. Don't love those who went out in the watery grave of baptism and met the blood of Jesus by faith and had their sin washed away in the operation room. Yeah, in the spiritual operating room where they had a circumcision with D. Yeah, on their soul. Yeah, yeah, God loves those brothers and sisters. And if you are a Christian, I want you to know that you must love your brother and your sister. Why? Because that's according to the circle of truth. We have been purchased by the blood of the saints. We are a family of believers. Yeah, and we come from all different backgrounds. When the gospel net went out, it pulled all kind of people together. But what we got to do is learn to get along so we can move along. We got to learn that we are God's children. We're going to have disagreements. We ain't going to always agree, but we ain't got to fall out. We got to still get along and work it out so we can move on for the cause of Christ. I'm trying to help somebody today because we don't understand that we are not just churchgoers. We are the family of God. We are the people of God who can make a difference in this world. Nobody has the authority to teach like we teach. Nobody has the authority to preach what we preach. Yeah, we somebody because of Christ. I want you to know today that you somebody. And I want you to understand that you need to tell everybody that you met somebody who died for everybody and made you somebody. Yeah, that's what you need to be telling everybody, that I know a man who died on the cross for me, and he saved a wretch like me. We need to tell the world what Jesus has done for me. Yeah, I saw the shame and I saw the pain on that piece of wood that my Savior went through, and it brought tears to my eyes. So I tell everybody, everywhere I go, if you don't go down, you'll never go up. If you never get in the water, if you never come to the emergency room, if you never prepare your soul for the operating room, you will never go to heaven. We need to tell the truth and help people because it's according to the circle of truth. You can go around and around all you want, but you ain't going to find nothing but truth in the word of God. I want you to understand today that God is good, and watch what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1, because I know what Jesus said. I'm trying to help my brothers and sisters, and I'm trying to help the sinners who are seeking to save. Yeah, this is a twofold lesson. We're trying to help the lost, and we're trying to help the saved stay saved. Because, see, the word of God, it'll get the world out of you. Yeah. The same word that got you out of the world. Listen to me now. The same word that got you out of the world, the same word will get the world out of you. You need to hear what I'm saying now. See, God is good. So it's a twofold lesson. We're trying to help those that's in the world. Yeah, obey the gospel and be translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. And we're trying to help those who are already in the kingdom, those who are already members of the Lord's church, those who are already Christian. We're trying to help you stay faithful. We're trying to help you stay on the right way and do the right thing along the way, because heaven is a prepared place for some prepared people. So you got to learn how to love on this road. You got to learn how to forgive on this road. You got to learn how to set yourself to the side on this road, because it ain't about us. It's about God. It's about God. So watch what the Bible says. I know what Jesus is at. And I'm going to show you four different passages to show what Jesus is at. And if you want to go, and if you're not a member of the Lord's church, I'm going to show you what you need to do to one day be a citizen of heaven. But you must do it according to the Bible. Listen to the word of God in Colossians. The chapter is 3 and verses number 1. I'm going to read a little bit of this because I want to try to make a point not only to those who are lost, but I want to give us who are saved just a little bit of meat today to take with us. The Bible says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where is your mind at right now? Is your mind on heaven? Where is your mind on the world? Yeah. Where is your mind at? Christ is in heaven. He's above. So all of our minds should be on the things above, seeking those things above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. See, I know where Christ is at. My Bible tells me, according to the circle of truth, the Son of God, Jesus the Savior, is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So the Bible says in verse number 2, set your mind on things above and not on this earth. See, we need to make our mind of who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve the world? Or are we going to serve Christ? We got a decision to make. It ain't a tough decision if you love God. You'll set self aside and you'll do what's right. And you'll become a child of God. And you'll start walking right, talking right, and treating other people right. Why? Because you want to do what the Bible says to do. Oh, God is good. Watch verse number 3, the Bible says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Watch it now. I got to read a little bit more of this because it gets good. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, I like the transition. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Watch what verses number 6 says. Because of these things. Because of what thing? Verses number 5. Because of all of those things. What God going to do, Brother McRae? Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of the disobedience. Oh, man. The wrath of God. Watch what the Bible says. That's why we got to stay focused. That's why we got to keep our minds on the things above. We got to deal with sin. We got to deal with Satan. And we got to deal with ourselves. Because those are the enemies that's in our life that will wreck our life if we don't pay attention to the things that's going along in our life. Oh, watch what the Bible said. Trying to help somebody today. Verses number 7. In which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourself are to put off these things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, since you have put off who? The old man with his deed. See, the new man shouldn't act like the old man because he put the old man off. I'm trying to help my brothers and sisters, and I'm trying to help those who are in sin. But all of us who have come out of the world and we are now saints in the kingdom of God, we need to put the old man by where he needs to be, and it's buried in a watery grave of baptism. Why? Because we are a new creature in Christ. We don't need to lie to one another. Why? Because we put off the old man and all his old deeds. But look what verse number 10 said. The Bible says, and have put on the new man, who is what? Renewed in knowledge. According to the image of him who created him. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today. I had to stop off and just read a little bit of that because I know where Jesus is at today. He's at the right hand of the Father. And I saw some men of Galilee, they was looking up into heaven, and they saw Jesus go back. In Acts chapter 1 and verse number 11, stay with me. I got to read the Bible because it's not about me. It's about the Word of God. Listen to the Bible in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 11. Do you know where Jesus at? If you never go down, you'll never go up. And you'll never be able to make your home heaven because you got to do what the Bible says. It's not about us. It's all about God. The Bible says in Acts, the chapter 1 and verses number 11, I know what Jesus said. I'm trying to give you proof. The Bible says, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand glazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you, well, into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. See, I know Jesus is in heaven. According to Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1, he's on the right hand of the Father. I know Jesus is in heaven because the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 11 that these men of Galilee, they saw Jesus going into heaven. I know the Bible is right, but I want to help somebody today. See, if you die in your sin, I'm trying to tell you, if you never go down, you'll never go up. Because if you die in your sin, you can't go where Jesus is. That's according to John chapter 8 and verse number 1. Let's read it. And you write it down because I'm rolling today. God's been good to me. I need to get this little information across to somebody because somebody's seeking Jesus, and somebody that's saved want to stay saved, and somebody that's not saved want to be saved. So we got to deal with the scripture to help those who are seeking. Somebody's seeking to do better in the Lord's church, and somebody's seeking that's lost to come to Jesus, because the Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. So somebody's looking for Christ. Somebody's seeking Christ. Yeah, I know that he is, because the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And that's according to the Bible, the circle of truth, that Jesus is the Son of God. Watch what the Bible said in John chapter 8 and verse number 21. Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away. Jesus said, I'm going away. And you will seek me and will die in your sin. And where I go, you cannot come. I want you to know, friends and followers and brothers and sisters, there are those who won't go down, but they want to go up. But according to the scripture, according to the circle of truth, according to the Bible, you must go down. If you want to go up, it's an emergency. We need to get all sinners to the ER and prepare their souls for the operating room so the circumcision can take place and the operation can be successful. Oh, God is good. I want you to know that God is all right, because he wants all men to be saved. We got to stay with the Bible, the circle of truth. The circle of truth talks about being baptized. It talks about baptism. It talks about the blood. It talks about the spirit. It talks about sin. All that is found in the Bible, the circle of truth. The truth of the matter is, if you don't go down, you'll never go up. I just showed you, and I got one more scripture to show you where Jesus is at. I got one more. Let's go to John chapter 3 and verse number 13. John, the chapter is 3. Watch what the Bible says. John chapter 3 and verses number 13. This is not according to Brother Mike Ray, just according to the scripture, the circle of truth, the Bible, the word of God, which is alive and quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. See, the word of God, it can do what it do. All we got to do is teach it the way it's written. Watch what the Bible says in verse number 13. No one has ascended to heaven. Not Uncle Billy, not Aunt Maybelle, not Sally Sue, nobody. Yeah, nobody. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27, there's a one of time to die, and after this, the judgment. So wait a minute, you got to die and be judged. But if you die right, you can rise right. According to the circle of truth, the Bible. Yeah. If you want to die right, you can rise right. Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to go down. And according to the Bible, if you do not go down, you cannot go up. Do you want to make heaven your home? Brothers and sisters, I want you to tell everybody about the ER, about the emergency room, about the operation room. Yeah, everybody needs to get to the operating room, because it's an emergency. That's why we have an emergency room. That's why we have an operating room. That's why circumcision takes place. That's why we have doctors who operate on you. And this is a spiritual operation that's made without hands and fixing your soul. Yeah. Everybody needs to be a better person. And the only way you can do that, you must come to Jesus. You must surrender your life to Christ. As I get ready to close this lesson, the Bible says that no one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. I told you I know where Jesus is. According to Acts chapter 1, verse number 11, the men of Galilee saw Jesus going into heaven. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Bible told me that Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father in heaven. The Bible told me in John chapter 8, verse number 21, that if you die in your sin where I am, you cannot come. The Bible just told me in John chapter 3 and verse number 13 that no one is ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, and that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Then you must go down in a watery grave of baptism. That's why the Bible said, look what the Bible said in Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16 in my closing. Acts, the chapter. Oh, I know you got your Bible. I know you're listening to me. I know you're watching what I'm doing, but I want you to know today that God is good, and God is trying to prepare your soul for heaven. Yeah. I told you that heaven is a prepared place for some prepared people. And we need the Bible, the circle of truth, to prepare our souls for the journey that we will all one day take. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you about that in a few minutes. But watch what the Bible says. I got to help somebody today, because I know God is good. Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16. I know y'all know it's a very familiar scripture, but guess what you need to do? The Bible says it now. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? I just told you that if you never go down, you can never go up. Yeah, yeah. See, you need to be buried with him. In a watery grave of baptism. You got to go down in the water because the water agrees with the spirit and the spirit agrees with the blood that came out of the Savior's side. Because I know my Bible told me in John chapter 19 and verse number 34 that a soldier took a spear and stuck Jesus in his side and out came blood and water. See, that same blood and water, it's in the Bible, in the circle of truth, and you got to contact the blood in the water. If you never get in the water, you'll never contact the blood. And when you get to the water, if you're looking for the blood, you won't see the blood because by faith, you got to believe the Bible. You got to believe that this blood is in the water and it's going to purify your soul. It's going to wash your sins away according to the Bible. See, this is all about faith. This is all about do you believe God and the word of God. That's what this is all about. Watch what the Bible says. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sin. Why I need to get in the water, Brother McRae? You need to get in where you can meet the blood of Jesus and have your sin washed away. Yeah. Why do you put your clothes in the washing machine? You put water in your washing machine. You put your clothes in the washing machine. And you put some detergent in there to get the stains out of your clothes. But you got to have some water. You got to have some water. You got to have some water. But everybody wants to go up, but nobody want to go down. The world got a problem with water. But if they never go down in the water, they'll never go to heaven. And they'll never be saved according to the Bible. And we need to tell people the truth. We need to stand on the truth because the word of God is right. My Bible told me in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4, that there is what? One body. There's one spirit. There's one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God. Yeah. It ain't but one church. It ain't but one body. Yeah, it ain't but one spirit. It ain't but one hope. It ain't but one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Will you be baptized today? Yeah. Will you give Christ your life? Will you come to Christ because the Bible is right? Will you be buried with him? Listen to what the Bible says, what you need to do in Romans chapter 6 and verses 1 through 4 in my clothing. The Bible says in Romans, it's a very familiar scripture, but we just need to read it. I like to read the word of God because it's good to quote it, but it's better to read it because you can see it with your eyes. That's what the word of God says. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? My friend, I want you to know that you don't need to continue in sin. You need to go down where you can be forgiven for your sin and come up a child of God and come up out of the water a Christian. And be able one day to have hope of heaven. Why? Because you obeyed the Bible. Because you believe God. Because you believe Jesus. Because you believe the Spirit of God. Yeah, I want everybody to know today that the Bible is right. Watch what the Bible says in verse number 2. Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer to it? So let me tell you something now. Jesus died for your sin. You need to die to your sin. That's according to the Bible. He died for your sins on the old rugged cross. He paid the price for your sins and mine. But now will you die to your sin? Will you die to your sin? What would the Bible say? We live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as was baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ rose from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, watch it now, we also should walk in newness of life. What are you saying, Brother McRae, as I round it up and as I close it up? Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 5. Listen to the word of God in my closing. The Bible said in Revelation, y'all can write it down because I'm moving today because I feel good. I'm a child of God. I laid down last night and I went to sleep. I didn't know I was going to see this day, but God allowed me to see this day. And when I lay down at night, if it's God's will, I'll never see this day again. But I want God to know that I'm thankful for this day because I didn't earn this day. He loved me enough to give me this day, and I would appreciate this day because all day belongs to the Lord. This is a day of worship. And I thank God for the opportunity that he has given me a day to set aside, to give him glory, to give him honor, to magnify his name, because he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel good to be a child of God. Amen. Watch what the Bible said as we continue to close him. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. So what are you trying to say, Brother McRae, as we get ready to close? If you do not go down, you cannot go up. Brother McRae, what are you trying to tell me? Well, I want you to know that you need to get down and go down in the watery grave of baptism. And by faith, you need to meet the blood of Jesus Christ that will wash away your sin, and that you will be a child of God. That's what I'm trying to tell you today, because you got a sin problem, and God don't hear you because of your sin, according to the Bible. So what I want you to know today is the gospel of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what is this gospel according to 1 Corinthians? Chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, it's the story and it's the facts that you need to know about how our Savior died and how he was buried and how he rose early Sunday morning according to the circle of truth, the Bible, that God's Son is the Son of God. He's Christ, the Jesus, the anointing of God. That's what you need to know. And if you want to go to heaven, he said you got to get in the water, because my Bible told me in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's what Jesus said, and I believe Jesus. So you need to go down in the water. So what you need to believe, Brother McRae, you need to believe that Jesus, he died. Yeah, you need to believe that. Yeah, you need to believe that he died. Not only should you believe it, but now I'm trying to tell you today that God is good. And I want you to hear about this story. You're hearing about it right now, but what you got to do is believe what you're hearing. You got to believe that he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And once you believe that, then you got to ask yourself, am I willing to repent of my sin? Am I willing to repent? And if you're willing to repent, all you got to do is confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Make that confession. And then we'll take you down today in a watery grave of baptism and baptize you for the remission or the removal of your sin, that you can rise and be a new creature, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5, that you can be a child of God. And we want you to know that that's according to the Bible. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Thank you so much, Dad. I got to slow it down because it gets good to me sometimes. But watch what the Bible says. I want you to know today that as we're talking about God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about Jesus, we're talking about the blood and baptism and the Spirit and sin, all of these things were connected. And I want you to know that if you never go down, you can never go up. Jesus died for you, he was buried for you, and he rose again. What do you do with dead folks? You're buried out of the sight. Yeah, you're buried. You don't sprinkle, you don't poke, you bury them in the water. You cover them up so God can operate them, so Jesus can circumcise their soul, so they can come up out of the water a new creature in Christ. You have heard the gospel today. Do you believe it? As we come, I want you to understand that God's Son was brutally beaten real bad. I want you to know that they spit on him. I want you to know that they put a crown of thorns on the Savior's head. I want you to know that they took a spear, one of the soldiers, and they stuck him in the side, and out came blood and water. I want you to know that they took stakes and they nailed them in his hand. They took stakes and they nailed it in his feet. I want you to know that they whooped him unrecognizable, and they hung him up on an old rugged cross. Do you see the shame, and do you see the pain of a just man? A just man died for those who are unjust. A sinless man died for the sins of the world. And if you never go down, you can never go up. I want you to know that that's according to the circle of truth, the Bible. Do you believe that you are a sinner? Do you believe that the wages of sin is death? Do you believe that you need to be baptized into Christ according to Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27? You need to be baptized into Christ. You need to go down in a watery grave of baptism. What I'm trying to tell you today is, if you never go down, you can never go up. You'll never make it to heaven. But I can tell you this one thing, that there is a book of life in the book of life is a book of names. And all of us should be striving to have our name in the book of life. I want you to know today that I have really enjoyed this particular time that God has set aside to just open up the Bible and explain and expound what all of us must do to be saved. If your brother and your sister and you need to repent of your sin, I don't know how they do that, but you need to do that today before they close this lesson. And if you are a sinner and you lost this sin, if you want to be baptized, just let the brothers know and they'll make the right arrangements. And they'll do it today to set things up in order that you can come and go down in the water and have your sin washed away according to the word of God, because you want to one day go to heaven. And as I look at this last scripture in John chapter 5, there will be a resurrection. Yeah, there's going to be a day. When watch what the Bible says. And this is my last lesson. I'm going to turn it back over to the brother. Last scripture. Watch what the Bible says. The book of John, chapter 5, verse number 28. The Bible says, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming. I want all of us to know that the hour is coming. The hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice, and they will come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. See, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go down in a watery grave of baptism. There will be a judgment, and everybody that died will be resurrected. Will you be resurrected to heaven, or will you be resurrected to hell? That's the question. Do you want to be saved today? Thank you. My name is Brother Mike Ray. I'm the minister of the Taylorsville Church of Christ, Taylorsville, Mississippi. It's been my pleasure to open up the Bible and talk to you about if you do not go down, you cannot go up. Thank you so much as I turn it back over to the brother.